And coming up today, My Brother's Keeper Summit. What is this all about? Let's talk with Frank Whitfield from the Lorain County Urban League. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. This is becoming a regular occurrence.
Yes, I know. Didn't we say you were going to be like a part-time contributor to the WEOL morning show? And
It must mean you're very busy or very active.
Yeah, I guess so. Or looking for a job. But one of the
Well, as the Lorain County Urban League, you probably can help out and that sort of thing.
Sure. We appreciate it.
So how do you like your new digs now at 200 Middle Street, Middle Avenue?
Oh, we're loving it. I mean, the fact that we have clients walking in, that don't have to have transportation to make it to our office, it really has that wow factor when you enter the space. So people are really inspired and motivated for new and very hopeful. So we're excited.
And you've got a double wow factor when you get up on the second floor.
Yeah. I love walking with people to the office because as soon as they hit that second floor hall, they're like, whoa.
What's up there, Craig? What is that?
Well, you've got a lot of room for a lot of different activities up there, more space than you could imagine, perhaps.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it gives us the capability to host these summits like we're doing today and be able to accommodate if we had 200 people show up, you know. It gives us the ability to train if we wanted to have two classrooms of 30 apiece in there. So it's really given us a lot of opportunity. It's afforded a lot of opportunity for us.
That's why it's called the Opportunity Center, I think,
exactly,
aptly named
exactly.
for that. Okay, so let's talk about this My Brother's Keeper, the initiative from President Obama. What is the summit all about today?
Yes, so last year, President Obama announced the My Brother's Keeper initiative, which was ensuring that boys and young men of color, we were changing the outcomes. So when we look at education and graduation rates, when we look at employment, when we look at homicide deaths, when we look at incarceration rates, boys and young men of color disproportionately are ill-represented in those areas. And the president really wanted to have the private sector, the public sector, and the nonprofit sector come together and come up with some strategies and plans to change these outcomes. So through this My Brother's Keeper challenge that the mayor of Elyria signed onto, and it looks like our county is going to do a countywide focus with our county administrator, we are going to come up with a solid plan that really addresses the needs of boys and young men of color and hopefully make sure it's resourced well enough so that we can actually change some of these outcomes. So today's summit is about bringing the different stakeholders together and talking about the issue and starting a planning process. We don't think that at the end of this meeting we'll have the full plan. That's not the goal. The goal is to see who's committed to being a part of the process. We're excited.
It's a way of, you talk about the churches, community leaders, law enforcement. These are all the people sort of in the neighborhood. These are the people on the ground who have interaction.
Exactly. So definitely with the churches, we see a huge role that they can play and that's needed at the table. And law enforcement, of course, with the tension going on in the country, there's a desire to bridge that gap between the community and the police, especially in urban communities, and making sure that we're building quality relationships between community and law enforcement. So it's a very timely issue.
Frank, is today's program by invitation only, or maybe if somebody hears our chat today, they can get on board too?
Yeah, we welcome folks to come. The piece where we really wanted people to come today are people who want to be a part of the solution. This is not like an event to come spectate. This is an event to come and participate. So if you have a desire to see these changes in the community as well, we want you there. We want your voice. We want your insight. But definitely this is a participatory meeting.
Now, do you expect most people of authority to be there or any of the young men of color who may be impacted by this? Their voice is important, too.
Yes. Yeah, so we've been working with students from Elyria High, we've been Monday we've been meeting with them after school. So we're hoping that they come. We talk to them about coming. We told them that, hey, it's going to be different than how these meetings were. There's going to be police officers there. There's going to be different people there, but still be comfortable sharing your thoughts. So we'll see. And eventually we have to make sure that they're comfortable being there and sharing their point of view in the midst of, you know, our stakeholders and our community leaders.
So this is going on from 3 to 5 today at the Lorain County Urban League headquarters at 200 Middle Avenue in Elyria.
Yes.
You say this is obviously just sort of the first step. You kind of know what you may end up with, but you're still obviously open because you don't know how this is going to go.
Exactly. So a part of we'll be meeting every Monday. We'll be meeting every Monday at 3 o'clock at our office. And we've already, like I said, we have already been meeting with the young men every Monday. This meeting is bringing the community members and leaders, and we want to continue to meet every Monday until this plan is developed, and then make action, act on it.
Did the president's campaign for this My Brother's Keeper come with guidelines, or is it kind of open-ended for everybody? What is the thought?
Yeah, so there's really 6 points that the president has laid out, and if you go on mbkchallenge.org, you get the whole. There's a playbook there. That's how you know how you facilitate these conversations, how some of the best practices out there, etc. But there's 6 points that he wants these communities to focus on. One is that all kids enter kindergarten ready. Two is that all kids are reading at grade level by third grade. Three is that all youth are graduating from high school. Four is that all youth are graduating from post-secondary education. Five is that all youth out of school are employed. And six is that youth are safe from violent crime. So we really feel that the high school graduation, post-secondary graduation, and employment are things that the Urban League can actually because we're in a conversation with United Way about doing this already, that there's some synergy there around making sure that all our youth in our community are graduating from high school and college and they're getting employment.
Well, it sounds like a good plan. Obviously, now you have to figure out what it is that is preventing the not being able to pass, the inability to read at a certain grade level, that sort of thing. You know.
Yeah, and these could be, and what we share with the young men in our previous meetings is that the solution out of this could be something very disruptive. I mean, it could be something that we're not aware of. You know, a lot of times we'll put Band-Aids on problems and we'll say, yeah, you know, they just need mentors or they just need, you know, just another after-school program. But, you know, these are historical issues. These are long-term chronic issues, and it may cause for massive reform. You know, when we look at education or when we look at criminal justice or we look at the housing in the neighborhoods, I mean, we could have some interesting findings out of this. And I hope that our community has the courage to act on the solutions that are needed.
Well, it's called My Brother's Keeper Summit. It goes on today from 3 to 5 at the Lorain County Urban League Opportunity Center, 200 Middle Avenue in Elyria. You can always call the center at 323-3364 for details on that. Frank Whitfield with the Lorain County Urban League. Thanks for sharing a little of your Monday with us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you later. Again, I'm sure. Thanks very much. Right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.